Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, glad that you're with us. I know you got a lot going on. I know it's a really busy time of year. I do appreciate you spending it with us as you're running your errands or doing your wrapping or whatever you're doing. That's at the top of my list when I get on out of here today, wrapping. I think we're good on the gifts. Just got to get them all wrapped up. Hey, let's head to Hayward Lakes. Mindy Simons is the Executive Director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. Hey, Mindy, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always great to be here, John.
Winter in the Hayward Lakes area is really a special time of year, isn't it?
It is, and we finally have winter. So the last few years, we've been at a snow deficit, and we have got a great start to winter so far with snow on the ground, and lakes are freezing up, so winter activities are in full swing.
They are. So I was just in New Orleans, and I was talking to somebody who said they have it on their bucket list to come up north and ice fish, and I was telling them how incredible and fun and unique it is. Tell us about ice fishing in your area.
Definitely. So there's over 200 lakes in Sawyer County in the Hayward Lakes area. So there's plenty of places to drill a hole and drop a line. So many of our area guides actually specialize in both open water and ice fishing trips. So if you're not familiar with the area or just want a little extra help, look up some of our guides. Many of them actually offer heated ice shacks to fish from, which is helpful if it's not a warm day. If you've never experienced it, it is really a ton of fun.
It is. I did it for the first time a couple of years ago, and I loved it. And especially where you are, a lot of people love cross-country skiing with all the history you've got in that area. Tell us about cross-country skiing.
Absolutely. Well, as Hayward is known, we are the home of the American Birkebeiner. So we have some of the best cross-country ski trails in the Midwest. Not only can you challenge yourself on the world-class Birkie Trail, but there's also some great other trail options if you're not quite up to the challenge of the Birkie Trail. The town of Hayward Recreational Forest has both groomed skate trails and classic trails throughout beautiful wooded rolling hills. The hospital trails offer a groomed classic track, which is great for a novice skier or somebody who doesn't like a ton of hills. Mm-hmm. You can find out all of the ski trail information at haywardlakes.com. And then if you don't have your own skis, New Moon Ski and Bike offer classic and skate ski rentals.
Oh, I love that. It makes it super easy. Hey, is snowshoeing a big thing up there?
It is, especially when we have some good snow,
yes,
which we do now. Yes. Hatchery Creek Park, which is just east of Hayward on Highway 77, actually has 3 miles of snowshoe trails. And if you want to go in the evening and kind of have some magical lit time in the forest, their trails are lit from dusk until 10 p.m. The town of Hayward Recreational Forest also has 4 miles of winding trails for snowshoeing through the forest. And the hospital trails also have a short loop. You can rent snowshoes if you don't have your own at New Moon Ski and Bike.
I love that. It's so cool. We're talking to Mindy Simons, the Executive Director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. What about sledding? This is fun for the whole family.
It sure is. And quite honestly, you'll hear me say over and over, the town of Hayward Recreational Forest, it's really a gem for winter activities. They have an incredible sledding hill. Kids, adults, everyone come out to that sledding hill. There has been tons of activity already this year. They also have a warming hut available to get in and get out of the cold and warm up and have some fun. So it's a great spot.
Mindy, I've always wanted to try winter fat biking and never have. This is becoming really a thing, isn't it?
It really is, and there are trails galore up here. We have 70 miles of actual groomed fat bike trails.
Wow.
In Sawyer County and nearby Bayfield County. And then there are hundreds of miles of plowed town roads to explore, which a lot of people are really getting out and enjoying nature that way. There are a couple of rental options in town, too, if you don't have a bike. New Moon Ski and Bike, as well as Riverbrook Bike and Ski, offer winter fat bike rentals.
All right, you mentioned the Birkie that comes up in February. Give us the details on that.
You bet. The week of activities is the 18th through the 22nd. There are all kinds of races every single day. The large race is on Saturday, and it starts in Cable, finishes on historic Hayward's Main Street. It is really something to behold if you have never been here.
And then later on in the month is the Fat Bike Birkie. This sounds really cool. What's that all about?
Yeah, so after all the skiers have gone through the Birkie Trail, they open it up to the winter fat bikers and have a full-on race using the fat bikes on the Birkie Trail. It's really becoming popular and a great addition to winter.
Are there all sorts of lodging options? Are there hotels? Are there private homes? That sort of thing?
There are so many places to visit and stay. So you can go to haywardlakes.com for all the information. We've got cozy winter lodging, hotels, motels, some beautiful private vacation homes. And of course, we have some resorts that are still open in the winter too. So while you're there, jump on and grab a new vacation guide and start to jump on your planning for summer as well.
I love that. That's a great idea. The website also has dining options. You can plan your whole trip there. Put Hayward Lakes on your calendar. The website, once again, is haywardlakes.com. Mindy Simons, the Executive Director at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. Always fun. Thank you so much, Mindy.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Up next, our weekly conversation with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers.